It's the NFL, man. It's definitely our schedule. We have a lot of tough receivers. You know, just trying to get back into the groove, getting ready for Larry, for Floyd, for Brown, and then the quarterback, Palmer, he throws the ball perfectly. So, you know, just getting ready for that group is going to be a challenge for us, but I'm happy to be back.
Can you talk about, I mean, I can't remember if you had concussions before, or was this
It was really new. It was a new thing for me. The concussion protocol was something I'd never been through. They really take care of you with your head now, you know. Just, I mean, I could tell that for sure. I mean, I had a lot of injuries, but that was one that they definitely look out for a lot. So, I mean, I'm glad to be back.
Is it a comforting thing to know that they do take care of head injuries?
Oh, yeah, definitely, man. I mean, at least I know now that, you know, the league, the Browns, everybody, they don't play around with your head, you know, because it's the short-term fix for, you know, for the long term. So they're looking out and making sure that everything's back intact before you get back out there. Something that I really liked in the way that they handled it. It was during the screenplay. I went to go, the ball was tipped, and I went to go pick up the screen. He grabbed my left arm, and he's bringing my head down to the ground, and my finger was messed up. So I moved my right hand out the way and just took it head against the ground.
Is this time off? What has this done for your finger? And
oh, man, it's done a lot for my finger. And honestly, I think that it just, my whole body, you know, just I've been hurt, you know, the whole season, you know, so it was kind of a time to just kind of heal up my whole body and give my body some rest. So, you know, they're saying I got fresh legs now.
It was ribs too, right?
Ribs,
and
finger.
Was there stuff we didn't know about?
It was a lot of just football stuff.
Okay.
Has it been kind of a strange year for you? Is it like you haven't been able to get it started? You know, because you were out in during the preseason.
It just, I haven't really, it haven't been, I'm not usually hurt, you know, so I don't really, like with the training camp reps and mini camp, I haven't been able to get my groove on, you know. But I think now I just got to get back in it, got to focus back in, got to lock back up, and get it back right.
Joe, do you need to ease back in this week, or can you go right back to being you?
Man, I hope I can go back to being me. You know, I don't want to ease back. If I'm out there, I'm playing. You know, I got cleared, so I'm working on just doing what I do for the team and helping us be better, helping us win. So, whatever the coaches and stuff want me to do, I'm gonna be ready for whatever.
To Sean and Craig, and think, hey, we can really give this defense a lift.
You know, I've been looking at the games now. You know, outside looking in, and you know, the thing I like about our squad, end of the day, everybody's fighting, everybody's battling, and with me coming back and with Tashawn Gibson coming back, we feel like we can definitely get a team, you know, a burst, a jolt, energy, you know, because it hasn't been going how we want it, you know, we see that and everything. So, you know, I think it's just positive for me and Gip to be able to come back and just try to get a team a boost of energy.
Joe, what kind of relationship do you have with Larry Fitzgerald? I know he was at your softball game this year.
That's I would call him a good friend. You know, he came out to the softball game and played in the game out here. I went out to his. He's just an overall, just a stand-up guy, one of the best people I've ever met. So, you know, he's a friend of mine. But at the end of the day, you know how it is. Once you're in those lines, you're in those lines. So it's going to be great to go up against a good friend like that. And at the end of the day, he's a competitor. He's one of the best. That's Larry. You know, so you want to be able to do your thing against him also.
How about Carson? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah, I think Carson, man, he needs to get a lot of credit for what's going on and how that offense is playing. He's definitely not afraid to put the ball in the air. With Brown, he's a smaller guy, but his speed and his playmaking ability is, you can see it jumps out on the film. Larry's still crafty vet, you know, with amazing hands, so you just got to play him good. And Floyd is a big physical receiver that, you know what I'm saying, likes to make plays. So they have all the capable receivers, and then Palmer is doing a really good job of getting them in the right position and putting the ball up there and giving them a chance to make plays. So, you know, it's going to be a very big challenge for our defense, but, you know, like, for, especially for the secondary, and we like that. We want to have it on us no matter how everything's been going. I mean, we got to go out there and make a stand sometime.
And then how about Chris Johnson, just the way he's running?
Hey, he looks good. You know, he might have. It's CJ2K, man. You know, he's still able to burst out of there and make people miss. Once he gets to the second level, he can take it the distance. So, you know, we gotta rally him and gotta team tackle him.